What up, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the PBPD Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas. Your host, Eddie Greer, checking in with you here on this late Thursday evening, August 10th, 2023, ahead of a couple of NFL preseason games. Just checking in for a little bit here. And, of course, I already recorded a special weekly regarding to my updating on running here over the past couple weeks. That is going to be coming out here very shortly here. So be out on the lookout for that tomorrow when you first wake up. There, and I'll have another one locked and loaded ready for you on Sunday night. And of course, we're going to have guests throughout the next 2 weeks of this podcast. Of course, well wishes to my co-host Alex Aiden, going to be recovering from gum surgery there as well. So he will be back, along with another special guest that you heard on this podcast before, for our predictions podcast here in another week. Or, yeah, week and a half, something like that as well. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Of course, welcome on board to the pod. All things K-State sports. This is your first time listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, whenever you listen to this podcast, definitely make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater or someone else you know that who knows me or Alex on this podcast there as well. We've been getting some new listeners here in the last couple weeks as well, so we definitely appreciate that as well. As we're almost there to kick off of pretty much everything fall K-State related, and we're going to stay with football here for a few minutes here. We'll talk Will Howard. I'm going to save that for the weekly podcast here, folks. We're going to talk somebody else on the defensive side of the ball. That is Kobe Savage. Earlier today, Kobe Savage was picked. He was on another watch list. I don't have that in front of me right now. But this is his second preseason watch list here heading into the 2023 season. He was announced to the Jim Thorpe Preseason Watch Award here. Savage, who last week, I got it right here actually, was on to the Nagurski Trophy Watch Award as well. He is the second Wildcat in as many years to be a candidate of that award. That goes to the nation's best defensive back as corner. Last year, Julius Brents was on this last year as well. Of course, Julius Brents getting ready to tee it up for the Indianapolis Colts this season in the NFL. Let's see here. Others includes Jamie Mendez, who was a 93 semifinalist, Chris Canty, 95-96, finalist in 95-96, Terrence Newman in 01 and 02 winner, Nigel Malone, who I'm familiar with, back in 2011-2012, and of course, another guy I'm familiar with as well. That person is Ty Zimmerman, who was also a semifinalist back in 2013 as well. So it's Kobe Savage in some good company. Of course, Kobe Savage is on all first team Big 12 as well. Earlier, probably should go back to last month prior to Big 12 media days there as well. Of course, for those who don't know who Kobe Savage is, he was a transfer last year, JUCO transfer from Tyler, Texas Shine, before getting hurt in that Baylor game there as well. He picked up votes for the Big 12 Defensive Newcomer of the Year Award, also finished the year tied for fourth on the team with 58 tackles to add on three interceptions, which was 43rd in the nation, six in the conference there as well. Now, and as a whole, as a team now, I'll probably relate this on the weekly coming up, which will be episode 172 of the podcast here. Kansas State individuals on this team heading into the kickoff of September 2nd here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, which, oh, by the way, a stripe-out game against Southeast Missouri. K-State now has 11 individual players who are on preseason watch award list. That is pretty good for a team that's was picked preseason second in the Big 12 conference heading this year. So, look, nothing's a given here, but this K-State team on paper, obviously, you know, we've talked about the on both sides of the ball. If you go back in our archives, we've did a podcast on both the offense and defense for K-State as well. So we talked about that. So if you missed that, please go back and check that out as well. I'm not going to spoil anything here on this daily podcast. So you got to go back and check that out as well. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Get it wherever you get your favorite podcast, folks, here as we are teeing up for the 2023-24 athletic calendar for Kansas State Athletics. You do not want to miss a moment there. Of course, Kansas Women's Soccer coming off of a decent performance in both their exhibition games, won one of them and tied for one last weekend here. We're getting closer to that as well. We're also anticipating the debut of Jason Mansfield, new K-State women's volley coach as well, and a lot more. So exciting times here in Manhattan, and it's going to even pick up even more. We got students coming back as well here later on in the month. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, later in the month as well. So everything's going to be hot and heavy here. It's already hot and heavy weather-wise here. But cooled off just a bit, but not much here as the summer begins to quickly wind down here as we're approaching the middle of August. That's going to do it for right now in this edition of the PPPD Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Green, remember, episode 171, yours truly, all over that. That will be out here later on this evening for your listening pleasures here heading into another August weekend. And be on the lookout for another weekly Sunday night, which is episode 172, which will strictly be K-State related. Get you caught up on the latest and what's been going on throughout the week of K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Go Cats, Purple Project Podcast, rolls on.